Welcome to our Easter Sunday worship podcast of Holy Cross Lutheran Church of Austin and our service Lutheran Church of Brownsville, Minnesota. March 31st, 2024, this is Pastor Olana. We begin our service in the name of our God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Make us know your ways, O Lord, and teach us your paths. Lead us in your truths and teach us, for your God of our salvation, for whom we wait. Amen. Let us confess our sins. If we say we have fellowship with God while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light and we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Have mercy on us, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out our transgressions. Wash us thoroughly from our iniquities and cleanse us from our sin. Create in us a clean heart, O God, and put a new right and a spirit within us. Cast us not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from us. Restore to us the joy of your salvation and uphold us with a willing spirit. Amen. Since we confessed our sins, now hear the absolution. Our Heavenly Father has had mercy on us, and through Jesus Christ has set us free from sin, death, and the devil's power. Through the faith installed in us by the Holy Spirit, we know, and I declare as an ordained servant of Christ, that you are forgiven in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Sing praise to God, the highest good, the
Our first reading for this Easter Sunday is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 25, verse 6 through 9. And the epistle reading is taken from the book of Corinthians, the first book of Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 1 through 11. And our gospel reading is the gospel of Mark, chapter 16, verse 1 through 8. Let us pray. Almighty God, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God and now forever. Amen.
Still
This is a Bible study of the Epistle Lesson for Easter Sunday. A blessed day to you and a joyful Easter. We begin with prayer. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, has overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly ask that as you place your good desires in our minds, so by your help we may bring them to good effect. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're at the end of Holy Week with the celebration of Easter, and celebration it is because God has freed his people from the curse of death. And even though the day of Easter is past, the celebration of the Easter event continues for the next 7 Sundays in our worship services. Just as Lent was a solemn season without the singing of the hallelujahs, so now the Easter season is a joyous season with the singing of the hallelujahs again. But, lest our joy continue only because it feels good to be joyful, we continue listening attentively to our scripture lessons so we remember the reason for our joy during this season. God has delivered us from death and promised to raise us to life eternal to live with him as he did with his Son, our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Listen today, then, as I read the epistle lesson for Easter, 1 Corinthians 15, verses 1 to 11. Paul writes, "Now I would remind you, brethren, in what terms I preached to you the gospel, which you received, in which you stand, by which you are saved, if you hold it fast, unless you believed it in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. And he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. And he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, for it was not I, but the grace of God which is in me and with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." Thus far the reading from 1 Corinthians. The Apostle Paul is restating the good news which he first brought to the Corinthians. It was not news which he had invented, but news which had first been delivered to him and was news of a risen Lord. So in these first 2 verses of our text, Paul says some extremely interesting things about the good news. First, the good news was something which the Corinthians had received. The gospel was not something Paul or other apostles made up. It was given by revelation. Paul checked that revelation out with the other apostles who had heard Jesus himself teach them the gospel. So Paul shared the gospel, which is received by us and then shared by us for all people. Secondly, the gospel was something in which the Corinthians took a stand. In a world with all kinds of problems and disruptions, the gospel stabilizes us in our saving relationship with God. We are his people, and he will keep us as his people by the work of the Holy Spirit as we use the word and sacraments. Thirdly, the gospel was something in which the Corinthians were saved. Everything necessary for the salvation of God's people had been accomplished by Jesus Christ with his death for our sins, and is being raised on the third day. The tense of the verb raised in Greek is different from that of the preceding 2 verbs in this text because it is a present perfect, which indicates completed action with enduring results. Paul is emphasizing the fact that the resurrection of Christ is of enduring force and significance in our life. This is important for our ongoing life with God. Jesus Christ ascended to heaven, as we say in the Creed, because his work for our salvation on earth had been finished. But now he sends the Holy Spirit to strengthen us in our faith and move us to do the good that God desires. All this happens as Jesus Christ reigns over earth and heaven as our King. Fourthly, the gospel was something to which a person had to hold tenaciously. Life makes many attempts to take away our faith. Things happen to us and to others, which may sometimes baffle our understanding. Life has its problems to which there seems no solution sometimes, and life has its questions to which there seems no answer sometimes. Life has its dark places where there seems to be nothing to do but hold on. So faith is a victory over all these things, the victory of our souls, which tenaciously maintains our hold on a gracious and loving God. Fifth and finally, the gospel was something which must not be held haphazardly or at random. It's not just something we can use during the day, forget about it at night, or do it today and forget about it tomorrow. It is something that permeates our life every day. For too many people, faith is a superficial thing. Such people tend to accept things because they are told them and to possess them merely as something secondhand. As people with God-given minds, when we give thought to the important things in life, there may be much that we must discard, but there is also much that we must hold on to. And one of the things is the Word of God and our faith. For it is the Word of God and His gospel that brings us not only to faith, but keeps us in the faith by the working of the Holy Spirit. There's one other thing we want to consider about in our text today. Paul mentions two appearances to groups, but he also mentions two private appearances, one to Peter and one to James, the Lord's brother. Why does he mention these private appearances? Paul's telling us that it was not unusual that a Jesus had appeared to him privately. In fact, in Paul's letter to the Galatians, chapter 1, verses 18 and 19, he mentions the fact that he had gone to Jerusalem after Jesus' appearance to him to meet with Peter and James so that he could safely assume on the basis of these two mentions of Jesus' personal appearances that if Jesus had appeared to Peter and James privately, then his appearance to Paul was also a real appearance, and he could check it with them to see if that appearance was valid, which he did and found that it was valid. So if Jesus' appearance to Paul was valid, then the gospel given to him is valid also. So the heart of the gospel is that Christ died for our sins, not for his sins, but that he was buried, a confirmation that he had really died, and that he was raised from the dead and seen by many witnesses. The teaching of Christ's death and resurrection, then, is the foundation of our Christian faith. Remove this and all our hopes for eternity sink at once. But it's by holding this truth firmly that Christians stand in the day of trial and are kept faithful to God. This truth fulfilled Old Testament prophecies, which were contained the promises of God. For instance, Psalm 16, verses 8 to 11. Or Isaiah 53, verses 5 through 6. This truth was also confirmed by the many who saw Christ after he was risen. In fact, Paul mentions that it was one time 500. The apostle himself saw Christ on the road to Damascus, and even though he was highly favored with this appearance, he always understood this as the grace of God, and it's this grace about which he testified. So when we sinners today are by divine grace turned into saints, God causes the remembrance of former sins and their forgiveness to move us to be humble, diligent, and faithful. True believers, when we see what the Lord has done for us, when we see our sinful conduct, We must admit that men are so worthless as we are, and yet God forgives us and saves us. All true Christians believe that Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, is the basis of our faith, as it is of the Christian faith. And the other apostles testified to this also. It is this faith they lived, and in this faith they died, which is our faith, based on the word of the apostles, given to us by the inspiration of the Spirit for our salvation. Let's thank the Lord for this. Lord Jesus Christ, how can we ever thank you enough for the gift of new life through faith in Jesus Christ? You want us to have the same humble mind among ourselves that Paul had, so we need the power of the Holy Spirit to inspire us to be loving and to be obedient. Send us that Spirit, we pray, in Jesus' name, amen.
Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free Spirit. Amen.
Let us close our service for this morning with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord makes his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord looks upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.
Sound. May the fruits of your salvation increase.